Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and G-Father. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing good.
I love it. All right, so as we grow our companies, we attempt to create well-oiled machines because the IMA mentality, and for those of you that don't know what the IMA mentality is, it's I'ma do this, I'ma do that, I'ma do everything. That's how we started, and the IMA mentality cannot scale. It's great to get your first deal. It's great for energy and getting shit done. But ultimately, it's a team sport. And what I'm referring to is multifamily investing. Multifamily investing is a team sport and you can't go it alone. IMA mentality cannot scale. So today I was going through our pre-production notes from the team and I see the show's title, How to Get into Multifamily with Little or No Money Down. And I said, hell no, that ain't us. Okay. You got to know your values. Okay. So here, G-Dad, it's about being true to ourselves. And I'm not going to sit here and push SEO clickbait crap that gives people false hope. So that got cut. Today's title, folks, is how to work your way into multifamily. Big difference. And gang, look, there's sweat equity, there's creative financing, there's getting into deals with less money, smaller complexes, and as we like to call it, refi and roll your way into the bigger stuff. But we're not here to pitch you on false hope. And we like to share our experiences. So G-Father, let's go back to the old school because I'm an old fool and I want to talk about Courtyard, 25 unit that got us into this. Okay. Talk about how we finance that deal because that's a way to get into the game utilizing creative financing.
Well, Jake, the first thing is I want everyone to go to jakeandgino.com/books. Go look at our books because we've written topics on all of this. Jake's talking about how to work your way. Well, Wheel of Our Profits is the three-step framework, the buy right, the manage right, the finance right. Creative cash, you're going to learn master lease options and you're going to learn seller financing. Passive investing made simple. GPing on a deal, raising capital, maybe becoming a limited partner in the beginning. There are so many different ways to
even get those into books, though. This is not get rich quick. That's the point that I'm making. If you're get rich quick, this is not the spot for you.
Well,
Turn it off now.
No, I mean, and there's no venture where you're going to get rich quick because if you get rich quick, you're going to get poor quicker. That's what ends up happening. Remember that you get rich quick, you get poor quicker because you haven't learned anything. You need to go through the entire process. It's like building a business. The IMA mentality.
It is building a business. That's exactly right.
And Jake didn't mention the IMA mentality. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get burned out. And IMA becomes the mom and pop that Jake and Gino.
And death spirals.
And the Jake and Gino community buys from. And this is what we saw on our very first deal, Courtyard Cottage. Motivated seller. They were a great couple, older couple. They had been running this property for years. It was weekly renters. Jake and Gino were looking for their first deal. It took 18 months to find this little hidden gem. We loved the property the first time we saw it. We saw tremendous value. Weekly renters. We wanted to turn them into monthly renters. The value, you know, the income was a lot lower than what it should have been. The expenses were really high. They were paying for the cable. They were paying for the water. I mean, it was just ridiculous expenses. The garbage bill was three times. They had cell phones. It was just amazing.
They didn't want to deal with it.
No, they were burned out. They were truly running it without any kind of systems. They had no website. You'd walk in. If you'd fog the mirror, you're actually accepted as a resident. They just had so much turnover. It was amazing.
They'd check your pulse.
Right. Exactly. Oh, you're done. No, there's no credit scores. It was nothing. And it was amazing, that first deal. Did Jake and Gino have a lot of money? Absolutely not. But we had creativity. And on that first deal, and this is what's happening in this part of the cycle. We see this part of the cycle right now where we are right now. Debt is starting to pull back. LTVs are starting to drop. So you need to come with more cash to the table. Deals aren't as financeable as they were a year or two ago. So that's why creative cash is truly important right now. And to learn creative financing, that first deal, we got 80% from the bank, 80% bank loan. The sellers were willing to carry back 10% of the down payment as a note, as a seller finance note. We came up with 10%. The property cost us $600,000. We needed to have $60,000 plus closing costs. It was $83,000. That's what we needed. And what did we do? Jake and Gino didn't have $83,000. So we went out and we solicited my brother for a third partner. So to get into a $600,000 asset, we each came up with $27,000. Well, think about it. After we bought the property, 2 years later, we refinanced that first property. We pulled out $164,000. We put in a little bit over $80,000. We pulled out $164,000. Now, Jake's going to touch on what we call the refi and roll. But I remember discussing refi and roll to Jake on our first deal. And all Jake was looking at was, I want cash flow. All new investors, all they look at is cash flow. Nothing else. I need this much money.
Hey, if they're smart, they're looking for the cash flow, right?
That's the first thing you need to look for.
That's right.
I'm a bigger picture guy. And I know there's other benefits, like tax benefits or segregation, like principal pay down. That note now is the first mortgage that we have on it has been paid down for the last 5 or 6 years. The tenants are paying the principal. And guess what? The property is worth over $2 million now. So it's appreciated over the last 7, 8 years. And guess what? It cash flows $8,000 plus every single month. P.S. My kids are going to college because of Courtyard Cottages. Thanks, Jake. Just want to thank you for that one. Think about that.
Thank you, Daddy.
The cherry on the top. We refied and rolled. I want everyone to Google velocity of money. That's what banks do. They velocitize money. And that's what we did with this first deal. And we were thinking about how we get into our second or our third deal. Well, guess what? That first deal made it profitable. So we actually increased the NOI. We're able to refinance that capital out and repurpose that capital into another deal. And the beautiful part about it was you don't pay taxes on a refinance because it's classified as a loan to yourself. So that $184,000, when I was in the restaurant business, then makes a lot of pizzas, everybody. I got to make a lot of pizzas to earn $184,000. So that money, if you think about it, roll up to $200,000. If you're going to buy a $1 million deal, it's 20% down. There's your next deal, Jake.
Dude, think about the money that first $27,000 has made you. It's insane. Those soldiers have multiplied. They've had a ton of babies, and those babies have made new soldier babies, and they keep going to war for us every day. So Gino said, look, creatively financed, and the owners financed half of our down payment. Mm-hmm. That's how we made it work. That's number one. We talked about creative financing. Number two, I was working at W-2, needed to increase my income, created a property management company, got sweat equity going into the deal. We worked our way into this thing, okay? This was not always sunshine and rainbows. It wasn't easy. It wasn't like selling crypto on a computer, okay? We worked our asses off. That's how this stuff works.
Hey, don't hate on the cryptos, okay? I like the crypto. Don't hate on the crypto people, okay?
Dude, it's the easy thing. I'm talking about the fact that you sit around and click and you make, look, mm-hmm. This stuff took team building. It took creativity. It took getting boots on the ground, okay? So that's why I'm saying, guys, I'm framing it properly because I don't want to give people the wrong impression of what this mm-hmm. takes. If you want to work your way into it, okay? You could be a money raiser. You know, you could go out, syndicate deals. There's other ways to do it. You could learn a trade, okay? Look, we're looking for plumbers to bring on the team right now. Maybe that's your way to get in because when you're working on our team, you get to invest dollar for dollar into our deals. This is the stuff that allows you to work your way into it. Figure out a trade, come to Knoxville. You're a good person, you're competent, and you're positive. We'll bring you on the team.
Jake, let me go back to real quick, though, what you said about building a property management company or managing your first property. That first property was $13,200 in revenue month one. Never forget that. Life-changing for me. Jake,
it managed- was cash.
Smelly cash. That's what it was. The tobacco smelling cash. But $13,200. Everyone do the math. If you have your own property management company and you charge 10% to your investors or to your partners, which is fair on a 25 unit property, you are generating $1,300 per month in capital for yourself in income every month on that property.
Now, it's your groceries.
Absolutely. But hey, for some people, that's mortgage, taxes, and insurance. Yeah. That's what ends up happening. And then 3 months after that, we got our second deal, which was a 36 unit. That had $10,800. So you put $22,000 together and we dropped the management fee to 8%. 8% of $22,000, guys, do the math. It's almost $1,800 a month that you're generating in property management fees without owner draws, without any
and
of the other benefits.
Think of the education and what you're learning and the care because it's your assets. Like, I love the vertical integration. Gino loves the multiple streams. Refi and roll, guys, he talked about it. You get these things up to market where they're going to be. You're in the path of progress. You're rolling the money. You're creating baby soldiers. They're out fighting for you every day. That's how it works. Gino, we're on YouTube for the folks out there. Let me see the book. You're going to give it away. If you want to learn more about buy right, manage right, and finance right, creative financing, it's all in numero uno. The framework for multifamily investing, our bestseller, Wheelbarrow Profits, the GDAD, Gino at jakeandgino.com. He will give you a free PDF copy. Because he's a sweetie, and that's just what he does. Thanks for listening. Gino, we'll see you on the other side, buddy.
Peace out, bro. Thanks, Jake.